scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, shall I not take vengeance on such a nation as this? Hypocrite, tell me what part of this world, even the part that you're living in, is not hypocritical. Tell me. Tell me what part of your life that you don't live hypocritically. Tell me. Come on. He will appoint his portion with the hypocrites. You're doing fine. What a hypocritical look on your faces. I really shouldn't talk to you. Really. I'm in the generation. Look at this. Look at the way. You can't even hear right. Have ears to hear and don't hear. And if I say that to you, bingo. You've been around me. Even a year have heard me talk about iniquity. I wonder who is iniquity. Oh, you say that so nice. Mine. So proud of your iniquity. You're going to do it. Can't talk to you because your mind's on your iniquity. And say it to you. Look right square in the face. Right directly to you. You bring my jacket with you? We check my pocket. Give me my glasses. Hello, folks. Hi. Good morning. So glad we're here. All you hear God say to me all morning long, I gave up. You heard me say it over and over and over. And I say it first to you. And you just take it lightly. Don't lay it to heart. Oh, I'll get through this day. I got through yesterday with all my rebellion. Oh, Jesus. You should talk to us like that. Go to hell. You people, give yourself over to Satan when the scripture tells you, give no place. You let them get that mind up there. And you keep on letting them do it?
That's right, amen.
Hey, that's right, amen. That's right. And then do it right now again. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who for the joy.
Hallelujah.
See, you folk won't even quote it with me. You won't even quote this glorious scripture that's got a beautiful ending. No, you won't. No, you won't. Your iniquity won't let you do it, and you give in to your iniquity. What you do? Thank you. Doing just like I expected you to do. I trembled about to walk in this tabernacle. Don't know which one you're going to put off on me next. Blame me for your insecurities and you're living in the most securest place of faith upon the face of the earth, and you grumble and complain and gripe amongst yourself. Oh, you got it so hard. You want a crown, but you don't want a bed of cross, do you? Oh, you like to cross one another, though. This is, I stepped out. See, it doesn't do me any good to say these things to you, though, because you people don't take it to heart. I'm soon to be 87.
Yes.
I watch my children. Please, Dad, give me some more money. Please, Dad, help me out. I tell them I'm dying. I don't have the money. It's running out. And you folks, you sit right there. How long do you think this place would go without money if there wasn't somebody who said, they stood by me this night? the angel of the Lord, whose I am, whom I serve, saying, fear not.
Hallelujah.
Paul, I will save everybody on this ship because I got to save you.
Yeah.
For you must appear. Damn it, don't even do that. You don't even know where I'm going. You don't even know the scripture. You don't lay it to heart, you smart Alex. Fear not, Paul. I'm going to lose the ship. I'll save these people to sail with you because you must appear before Caesar. You got it, don't you? Don't you, boy? Sit back here again. Put that snot look on your face. Go ahead. I can't do it anymore. What more could God do for us? And not one will do it unless I tell you to do it.
Save me,
let I forgot. I need to be saved. Having fun, Charlie? That damn look on your face every time I see it, I want to punch you right in the mouth. You sold the steak, and you don't give a damn. They're like natural brute beasts. Oink, oink, oink. Bark, bark, bark. Rawr, rawr, rawr. Moo. Just like natural brute beasts. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame. Not afraid, not the least bit afraid to speak evil. Oh, if I identify dignities to you all. Dignities. You know what a dignitary is? It's somebody who receives honor from other men. What would you do with a man who receives honor from God?
Hmm? Glory.
Not afraid to speak evil to or at or about dignitary.
My Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah.
I keep telling you folk here when I come up to this tabernacle on Saturday, I really hate to come. I hate to go. I hate to talk to any of you. Because just as soon as I start dealing with something, I can't deal with all of you unless I deal with each one of you.
Amen.
And when I bring it back down to you,
amen,
I know you ain't got no iniquity. No, sir. None of you folks. You don't think of yourself more than somebody else, do you? Do you? Do you?
Amen.
Who said it? Who opened your big mouth on that one? Like hell, you play. You do the same thing week after week, hour after hour, and then you come and look at me, wanting me to say something nice to you. Look and see how I'm going to respond to you the way you respond. Oh, nice. Here, let me wipe the tears from your eyes. I'll slap you. Damn fools. You see, the trouble with this generation is the last one.
Amen.
And we don't believe that. God declared the end in the first generation. He declared the end. And in the first generation, back in Noah's day, God gave them up.
Yes, Lord. Oh, God.
You wonder why you're not getting too much help right now to serve God? Because God gave up on you. Help yourself. Help yourself. Go on, help yourself. And I can point something out to you, and like a bunch of damn dumb fools. Oh, you're always berating God's people. Well, why don't you ask him what he did? Ask him what he talked about his people.
Yes.
Read the book when he said, my people are being destroyed, and you think that pleases God?
No.
see your family being destroyed? See your relationship with you being destroyed? Why? Because of lack of knowledge? Because you just don't want to receive the instructions on how to get along, how to have peace? Now you rather quote the scripture to you. Yeah. Do those things that make for peace.
Hallelujah.
Blessed are the peacemakers. For? They? For they? Oh, you finally got it out of your mouth? How much do you go around seeking peace? Seek peace, the Bible said, and pursue it. You don't even know it's in the book. Seek peace and pursue it. I wonder what that word pursue means. And he carried me out again to the tabernacle. And what do I see? There's Timothy. There's such a valley. Look at them. Woo, look at them. Look at them. Dry bones.
Amen.
Look at them. They're so dry. Oh, are they dry?
Yes, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Lord.
Son of man. Oh, there it is again. There's that damn stupid phrase. Son of man. Son of man. Who in the world? What in the world is the Son of man? Oh, you think it's great that you love him. But he loves you, boy. That's a greater love. But you don't move on that, do you? You want to have your relationship based on how much you love, not on how much he loves. You. Can I go, God? I mean, just take me out of here. You won't be around long. Oh, please, God. You're not going to save these people by keeping me around. They're going to save themselves.
Oh, God.
If I ask the Father anything, Father, in Jesus' name, come and take me out of here. Let this cup pass from me. Sleep on.
Oh, Jesus.
And don't you dare tell these folk what that was written for. Don't even care. Don't do that.
Amen.
No. Don't you quote that book to this house or this world.
Oh, God.
Don't do it. Will you do it? Okay, I'll lead you. The things that were written were written before our time. They were written for our learning. Upon whom? Oh, I don't believe. Sky's falling. Sky's falling. I don't believe that. You don't believe the God in the beginning, you're not going to believe God in the end. There's no sense telling you folk, believe in the Lord your God and... Huh? Next one. Then you will prosper. Or you will grow in that establishment. So where's your problem? An unbelieving generation, and you fall prey to it. You won't believe the truth, but you believe a lie. For instance, something going on right now. In this house! Heathen! There's a bunch of heathens! I try my best, but my best just is not good enough. Surely you got somebody better than this, God. Surely you got some named, famous, oh, I tell you. How about you and Brother Hobb? Or you and Brother Dennis over here? Surely you got somebody, or you Brother Timothy back there. Sweet Brother Timothy.
My Lord.
sure you can find somebody better than me. Somebody can talk more clearer. Easier to understand.
My Lord God.
You don't think I mean that, do you? I'm not going to tell them that. I'm not going to tell them. Because they're not going to buy that. They're not. Well, son, I'll tell you something. I sent them my best 2,000 years ago. And they cried out, away with him! How many of you are doing it right now? When I call your name, look right at you, away with that. Some more could be in season. Come on. When they get better, they're not going to get better. They're not going to get better. They're not going to get better. A more convenient time. There won't be a more convenient time. If you ever need it, the Lord before, you need him now. Not 5 minutes from now. Now. We are a bunch of hypocrites. What about you? I got to check myself every hour.
Amen.
What a hypocrite, man, I'm talking. On the sign.
Bless you, Jesus.
Surely God's people should know about the sign.
Amen.
Sure. How dare anybody do like God told Moses? Or Ezekiel. How dare any man stand up and do like that?
Jesus.
Why did you find it, boys? Now look, now they're going to go with the Bible. Just like you didn't know that. How many times do I say something? You press, you'll be right on it. But no, not him. He's going to lay it down next to me. He's going to, we're a bunch of jokesters.
Oh, my Lord God.
The Word of God has none effect on us. We're affected by things in the world, by happenings out there. And I'll give you one in a minute, but you dumb peanut brains, hard heart, you're going to do it again, aren't you? The day you hear, are you hearing the voice? Well, now that's up for controversy. There are many voices. So how are we going to know which one we're supposed to listen to?
Hallelujah.
Look, you sit right there, quote the scripture right to you, and you say, All you got to look for the phrase, I am the sign. That's all you got to do. That's all.
Amen.
Well, what is the sign? Well, what is the sign? Bible said, there will be a sign.
Hallelujah.
You hear that, boy? And you want to stand and defy me again?
Oh.
Hey, you wise guys. Oh, you're the sign. And then you get like a bunch of deadheads. Huh?
Lord.
I draw me near.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Oh, look at all the sisters. Find the scripture for me. Yes, sir. And watch them turn on me. Jesus would upset them. Watch them do it.
Jesus.
The only hope I have for you people is that word of God.
Word of God.
All we like sheep have gone astray. We have all walked in our iniquitous way. But God laid upon him.
Yes.
His name is Jesus.
Yes.
Not Yahshua or Yahweh. Jesus.
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 I will call upon the Lord. Putting on a show here this morning. All right, boy. Which one are you looking for?
Sign.
I'm the sign. Just tell them I'm the sign.
Say,
oh, got it. Are you going to do it? Not, are you,
yes.
Brother Brown, am I going to have to say to you, raise your voice, stand up if you have to, so these folks hear what you're saying?
Yes.
Say unto them.
Say unto them.
Thus saith the Lord.
Now
God.
Before you go any further, hardhead, let's read that in its context.
Right.
And who is that saying? What book is that?
It's Ezekiel chapter 12.
Ezekiel chapter what? 12.
Hallelujah.
Son of man.
Does anybody know of any man besides Jesus that God referred to more than Ezekiel as the Son of Man?
Yeah.
Anybody in this damn house?
No.
Every prophet is considered a Son of Man. But Ezekiel was addressed hundreds of times, many times,
yes,
by the Holy Ghost.
Yes, yes,
Son of Man.
Son of Man.
And he said unto the Son of Man, who is that valley full of bones? Son of Man.
Yes.
Son of Man.
Yes.
Who? Stop it.
Yes.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Could you be like men? I had to sit back. I can't stand sitting up front too close because you might look at me.
Oh,
I got to put my little earphones in my ear.
Oh,
just take me out right in front of them all, God. That's what you did with Jesus. You took him right out. Just took him right out. He walked by and said, "See, Daddy can't save himself." He wasn't trying to save himself. He came to save others.
Yes.
Who are you trying to save?
Amen.
Another save.
Fear.
With fear, pulling them. God, you don't even know those phrases. You don't even know them. Call them like little words. Another save. You think you have more fear than me this morning? Don't you know you're handpicked? What time is this? Who knows? For such a time as this, you've been brought to the knowledge of the King. Do you know that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. John said your prayer.
Lord, save me.
Of course, you don't need to be saved. You're already saved, right? When the battle's over. It's not over. To hear the battle is even more heat.
Truth, Lord.
Ezekiel, I'm going to prove me wrong. Out of all the prophets, Ezekiel referred to as the Son of Man more than all the others. The prophets of the end time, 37, 38, 39 chapters, which are unfolding right before your very, and you just sit there so unmovable, so calloused, so stubborn. Why? You think the Lord could say to you, come up hither? You'd say, tomorrow.
My Lord. Jesus.
I do it all the time on the telephone. And I'll say to people, are you listening, folk? What am I going to do? Get up.
Amen.
Get out.
Yes.
Get away from.
Yes.
Abraham, the father of faith.
Amen.
The first one that God demanded to operate in faith.
Amen.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Out of all the major ministries on the face of the earth, this is the one that God demands to live it by faith, not by money. But you think I get it across to you?
Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Gotta read it, boy.
And in the morning came the word of the Lord unto me, saying,
Ezekiel talking now.
Son of man.
And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man. Amen.
Hath not the house of Israel.
Hath not the house of Israel, the people of God.
The rebellious house.
The rebellious house.
Said unto thee.
Said unto you.
What doest thou?
What are you doing?
My Lord. Jesus. Yes, Lord. Oh, God.
Say unto them.
Say unto them.
Thus saith the Lord God.
Thus saith the Lord
God.
God.
Yes.
You tremble at his word?
Yes,
no, you don't. You're sitting there with your feet up, resting real good.
Jesus. Glory to God.
Read.
This burden concerning the prince in Jerusalem.
Jesus.
And all the house of Israel that are among them.
Yes, Lord.
Say, I am your son.
Whoa. Hey, church.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hey, black man, white man, yes, red man. Yes. Sinner man, saint man.
Oh, God.
I am the sign.
Yes.
What shall be the sign?
Oh,
you don't believe that.
Oh, God.
You wouldn't treat me the way you do if you really believe that. You hear me? Well, you turn right around 5 minutes from now and do it again. You don't believe that.
Oh, God. Yes, Lord.
Oh, is that thing God showed you 40 years ago?
There's a prophet in South Carolina.
A real live prophet. You don't believe that.
Hallelujah. All right.
You hypocrite.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Unto you, what the prophet said.
Yes, Lord.
Go wash in the pool. No, no, go dip in the river.
Yes.
Whoa.
Hallelujah. Glory.
And you cover yourself, don't you?
Glory.
Your leprosy eating away at your flesh.
Glory, God.
Because nobody can see it. But you know it's there.
Glory. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
Not worthy. Sure. Read.
Say I am your sign like as I have done.
Hey! Say I am your sign.
As I have done.
We still haven't got this thing settled.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Oh, all week long to get trial and error. Oh, that we're doing our best. No, you're not.
Oh, God. Jesus. Oh, God.
Best equipment. Best opportunity, best responsibility.
Oh, God.
Lord. I sure hope the sound's still going over the air. Thank you.
Lord.
Oh, wait until it's too late, huh?
Mm. Oh, God.
We'll turn the light on tomorrow.
Mm.
We'll connect it in next week.
Oh, God.
Now we have a short and we don't know, learn nothing from our shortness, do we?
Oh, God.
Don't know how to fix shorts. Got a bad ground or the switch don't work right.
Oh, God.
Come on, give me another excuse. Come on.
Oh, bless you. Oh, bless you. Hallelujah.
Are we going to get these back on? The lights went off. The power went off.
Yes.
Jesus.
Thank God I still hooked up to the power.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm not going to get dimmer.
No.
Huh?
No.
I'm not going to turn on a soft music.
No,
no way.
Yes.
No.
Thank you, Lord.
See, what we experience here is how God's preparing us to be ready for anything.
Yes.
But we got time. We got the wire.
Right.
We got the switches.
Yes.
Oh, God.
We got the sun.
Yes.
Where's the sacrifice?
Yes.
And you're going to start blaming it on somebody else, aren't you? Why don't you take your responsibility?
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Sacrifice.
Am I my brother's keeper? Yeah! 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 Something wrong to keep your brother.
Amen. Amen.
How valuable are brothers?
That's right.
look on your face. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. You understand that?
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Oh, bless you. Hallelujah.
I am the sign.
Yes.
If I get through this day now,
amen,
I've done this for 2 years. You may sit down, brother. For 2 whole years. You people listening to me out there.
Hallelujah.
2 years ago, a little more than that. Terry, how long?
2 years and 3 months.
2 years and 3 months, I was carried before the magistrate.
Yes.
Usually brought before magistrates.
Amen.
Well, I have been brought
Amen.
Before magistrates
Amen.
Many times.
Yes. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus.
Oh,
bless you, Jesus.
Oh, Brother Des would say, use some discretion. Don't talk about it. Well, you do.
Oh, you
talk about it. You use that for an excuse for not to receive me as a son of man.
Oh, Jesus.
Or a reason not to pay heed to me. You do. Yeah, you do. Yeah, when that old Nick will take hold of you, you'll walk right back in my face and say, I ain't leaving, you understand that? And you ain't gonna make me. You did that.
Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you for your mercy. Oh,
search me, O God. How much do you brothers and sisters really want to get along in unity?
Amen.
Search me, O God.
Oh, yeah.
How much do you really want to do those things that make for peace?
Peace. Yes, Lord.
Even if you are wrong.
Wrong. Yes, Lord.
Just suffer yourself to be
defrauded.
Well, I'm not getting no credit for nothing.
Amen.
You don't need any.
Hallelujah.
Give God the credit.
Glory, God. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
I know I'm not worthy to be loving you.
Thank you.
Neither are you worthy for God's love.
Amen.
He's worthy of yours.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Yes, Father.
You don't understand that, do you?
Yes.
Yes. Why me?
Yes.
And God gave them, listen to me, God declared the end in the very beginning.
Yes, Lord.
Number one, Noah's day. Anybody know who Noah is today?
You are.
Yes, sir.
Look right at
him. Noah moved with fear.
Amen. Glory!
You understand what kind of fear I could give into?
Amen.
I guarantee you, if the law was going to come at me, they would stop at that door.
Right.
Even though they're not allowed to do it, but they'll do it anyway.
Right.
They're breaking all protocols.
Amen.
They are now.
I remember the one time when the sheriff pulled up out there, he said, now, I want to tell you something. The law of South Carolina supersedes the law of this community. Stop it! Where are you going to find somewhere to get that damn faith? Oh, God.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
You got it fixed now or temporary?
Oh, Jesus.
You understand, brothers and sisters, the light is going out.
Yes. Amen.
God.
Look. Darkness has covered the earth.
Amen.
And grows like the plague of darkness.
Yes.
In Egypt, they couldn't see their hand in front of their face. Who can perceive that? Can you see what you're doing? With your hand right in front of your face, trying to lead you, and you're still going in the darkness?
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Wait, that's wrong application, brother.
It's a good application.
Hallelujah.
Let me quote a scripture to you. Of course, that ain't going to work either. Because that's all I ever do. I'm a scripture man.
Amen.
My actions, my deeds, my response.
That's right, yes.
We didn't got the right to act like that. God is angry, yes. Angry, angry, yes. Angry, yes. Angry. Yes. Any yes. Wickedness in you?
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord God.
The wickedness of man?
Great.
Great. Great. Great. In all the earth, this is earth. Earth, earth.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Cry aloud. Spare not. Show my people their wickedness.
Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, God.
How do you know what wickedness? I look in the mirror.
Amen.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
God. Who got the other one for Moses? See?
And the Lord about the plague.
Hey, when he found the one in Ezekiel, right?
Yes, sir.
I told you there was another one.
Mm-hmm.
Moses.
Yes.
Who got it? I didn't think you meant that right there. I don't think you meant what you said, God. The wicked shall be shown. I don't believe God said that. Yeah, Moses again went to God, a son of man. And God says to Moses, you tell them, you're the sign. Look, look how they're sitting there. Just look at them. Hey, bro, you, some of you guys, help me out real quick because these folk ain't going to believe me.
Well, I am your son.
No! Read it now like you're supposed to.
And in the morning
and
came the word of the Lord.
Are you in Ezekiel or talking to Moses?
Ezekiel.
Isn't this something? Isn't this something? You got it? Read it.
And it shall be for a sign unto thee.
Oh, you got to set the sign. Boy, if I haven't taught you people how to study and read the Word of God.
Amen.
Well, you sit so deliberately. You can't just read that like that. You got to put it in the setting.
Yes, yes.
Oh, God.
Go ahead. I'll tell you.
Unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days.
Unleavened bread. Passover.
Passover, yes. Yes.
It's a month from now.
Oh, bless
Passover.
Yes.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. His brother, Pastor so-and-so from West Africa. I'm going to try to be there. He got to Brooklyn.
Amen.
I'm going to try. And you don't think I know what he'd like me to do?
Sure.
Wouldn't you like God to make the way through the end of the kingdom? He already has.
Yes.
But I'm going to try. I'm going to try to make it, Lord. Why don't you learn how to... It's so easy for you every Saturday morning, isn't it, sister, to get up. So easy, isn't it? Do you think you got to press through that old
oh, yes, Lord.
Extra fat?
Yes, Lord.
Husband?
Yes, Lord.
Children?
Yes, Lord.
Friends?
Yes.
Neighbors?
Amen.
Press right on through.
Amen.
Hope the Timothy's ready when you pick him up or he comes by. Hope.
Amen.
Would you wait on him?
No, he's coming out.
Oh, he got... Well, if he gets on time, would you wait on him?
Yeah.
Well, if not, it'd be too late. You've been coming here for a long time now.
Right.
Don't break your head.
No.
It's just press right on press through. If you don't come and go with me, I'm going anyhow.
Amen.
You hear that, Burgess? You are, who are you going to listen to the Holy Spirit of Burgess? I'm going to listen to the Holy Spirit, Burgess. That's what I'm going to listen to. Are you going to read it now? Anybody know what we're doing? We're looking for two places in the book where God told two different men, which were both prophets to God's people, that they were the sign.
Yes.
So what's the sign? A prophet sent like Jonah.
Yes.
This house won't budge. Look at them. Wow. Go ahead and read it.
Unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days, and there shall no leavened bread be seen with thee, neither shall there be leaven seen with thee in all thy quarters.
Now God's given Moses direction concerning the feast of unleavened bread.
Okay.
For months now I've been telling you about this particular one, because you see, I didn't know a year ago I was going to be here. Just like If God's not sure, I ain't going to be here. course, the foundation of the calling and the responsibility of God stands sure.
Hallelujah.
It's just like our brother from up there in Maine said the other day on the phone. You heard him? Been on the air for quite a few times. What did he say, Rob? What did he say? He said, the devil don't want to kill you. The devil don't want to kill you. Because he knows. He knows that when you die, Jesus is coming. Hey. Kill all the day long. Till I'm not dead. You need to start taking my words a little more heavier. They treat them too lightly. Who ain't talking to me like that? Anytime I'm going to give up this ghost.
Yes, Lord.
This ghost that hangs over me.
Yes.
This responsibility got me hanging on a cross.
Yes, Lord.
Got me hating this body. I'm going to give it up.
Yes.
And let me move you. I wonder who you are at that cross. Are you the ones that walk by wagging your heads? Are you the ones that bowed your heads?
Oh, God.
Now, I got some scriptures I want to read, but I don't know if it's worth anything. Finish that out, Playboy. Talking about the sign.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, you preachers and you people that support them, whether it's politicians or Mr. Trump is not the sign.
No.
He's letting you know the sign is going to appear.
Amen.
The trumpet in Zion.
Are you
for Mr. Trump? Hell no! But I'm for him blowing the trumpet.
Yes.
You think anybody's going to hear me?
Jesus!
What you're going to do, do it quickly!
Amen.
Your work's not done, Mr. Trump. They might just put you back in again.
Amen.
And you can blow it even louder.
Because
this world loves lies.
Yes.
Lying leaders,
yes.
Lying churches,
yeah.
Lying prophets, they love them. They just love them.
Amen.
You're not of the world, are you? Is there anybody on this earth, including right here, that believes that I love you? Because you base your loving on your emotions and your sweetness and your softness. And that's not the way God loves.
No.
He's tough love.
Yes, he is.
He'll put you up and beat the fire out of you.
Yes, Jesus.
He'll reach down and pull you out of the fire.
Yes.
Somebody ought to give that God a praise.
Yes.
And it doesn't make any difference in this house or the people out there. I can quote the Bible over and over again, and you'll just shake it off. You're doing it right now, some of you. You won't stir up that gift of God within you. Everybody know what kind of gift's in you? Stand up, Timothy, and quote the gift. Beloved, brethren, not been given. In behalf of Christ, the cause of Christ. What's been given? Faith. Faith in Christ. It's been given. Not deserved. Get caught it. For unto you, it has been given.
Not only to believe, but also to suffer.
You're not going to believe the prophet is the prophet unless it's given to you.
That's right.
You're not going to believe the message I preach unless it's given to you. I think it was Jesus that said those words when John the Baptist was baptizing him. Ha, 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 ha. Find it. Find it. Dave Marotta preached this one day right there. I never forgot it.
Bless you, Jesus.
You have though, haven't you?
Bless you, Jesus.
Haven't you? You haven't paid no mind, did you? It's I, John said, who needs to be baptized of you. And Jesus said, that's right. But you suffered to be done this way.
Yes.
Somebody, please.
Yes.
Somebody grab that verse and throw it right out here. Look at this. Boy, this people. Ay, ay, ay. You got it? No man can receive anything. This damn house. Just look how they sit there and look. You can't expect us to know these things. Got it?
Yeah. Then come Jesus from Galilee.
Then came Jesus from Galilee.
To John.
To John. The voice.
To
the sign.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
To be baptized of him.
So the sign could identify him.
Yes.
Well, they don't get it.
Yes, Lord.
My speech is just not enticing, Father. Read!
But John forbade him, saying, I have...
Hey! Jesus came to John to be baptized of him, and John forbade him. See, what are you doing? It's I who need to be baptized. Of thee!
Yes,
yes. Hey, come on. Not a one you could jump in and quote it with me.
Amen.
Are you ashamed?
Yes.
If there's anybody on the face of the earth that lives a life where you could spend your time searching that word, loving that truth, hiding in your heart, and here, oh, I gotta plant this, I gotta do that. Well, yeah. But you do this first, then don't leave that undone.
All right.
Well, am I going to find a house? Hey! Dry bones! Hear! Hear the word of the Lord! Hey! Dry bones! Dry bones! Dry bones! Hear then, hear not. Read!
But John forbid him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee. And comest thou to me?
I don't want these folks looking for me, Lord. I was looking for you. Yeah, but in the meantime, they got to look for you.
Amen.
You're the sign.
Yeah.
Oh, look at all my fine friends. Look how they jump up and down and say, whoopee, he's the sign. With tongue in cheek. Read.
And Jesus answered him, said unto
and
him.
And Jesus answered and said unto him.
Suffer it to be so now, for thou it become us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him.
Read.
And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo! The heavens were open.
The heavens were open.
Unto him.
Unto him.
And he saw the Spirit of God.
Unto John. And he saw the Spirit of God.
Descending like a dove.
Descending like a dove.
And lightning upon him.
And lighting upon Jesus.
And lo.
And lo.
Lo. A voice from heaven.
A voice from heaven.
Saying. This is my beloved son.
This is my beloved son.
In whom I am well pleased.
In whom. He's talking about you and me because we are sons. We need God's approval on us. Read. Don't take your eyes off the book.
Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights.
Brother, I want you to find a phrase. Where Jesus said, or John said, no man can receive anything.
Oh, okay. That's another chapter. Then there arose a question between some of the John disciples and the Jews about...
Well, no question about that. There's no question rising amongst us, is there?
Lord Jesus.
I wonder what Brett there's talking about. You understand what he says? Do you get what he... I wonder why he treated me like this. I wonder why he picked me out. How come they don't give me no respect?
My Lord.
Right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, Jesus.
Glory.
Read.
The And there arose a question between some of John's disciples.
And there arose a question between the Baptist and the Methodist and the Presbyterian and the black man and the white man.
Amen.
The good man and the bad man.
Amen.
Questions. Read.
And the Jews about purifying.
And the religious people.
And they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi.
Rabbi!
He that was with thee beyond Jordan.
The one that you baptized in the river Jordan.
My Lord.
To whom thou bearest witness.
You bear witness.
My Lord.
Behold, the same baptized.
That same one baptized.
And all men come to him.
And all men come to him. Look at you damn folks don't even know that's in the book.
Amen.
It's in the book.
You don't pay no attention to these all words, right. Do you? Read.
John answered and said, a man can receive nothing.
A man, no man, not even the man Jesus.
No.
He was a man.
Yes, hallelujah.
That's why Jesus, toward the end of his life, you're going to bug on this one too, Lord. He did not know everything. He didn't even know who God was going to save. He had to seek and find him out. For you folk, you hear this kind of preaching, and you don't move at all. Who do you think you is? Tell them, I'm the Son. When I die, which is not too far off. Iniquity. God is overwhelming, overpowering. Read, brother.
A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven.
Not even Jesus the man.
Amen.
He himself had to receive that saying, this is my son. God identified to Jesus at that time that he was the Son of God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Why don't somebody... Boy, are you folk blind. Now tell me something. Something's going on the face of the earth right now. What is it? Well, I'll give you a scripture. You damn fools. You ignorant of God's purpose and will. You heathen who gather yourself together and say, I don't go along with that. He don't know what he's talking about. He's just blowing in the wind. That shuts your mouth, doesn't it? Because that's what some of you have been doing. And some of you will do it again.
Hallelujah.
See, the Bible says this. Look, watch me quote it here. When the enemy comes in like a flood. What's flooding the world right now? Pestilence. And again, I looked at the map. The only state in America that has not yet been touched by an actual case is South Carolina. You don't believe me? Look at the map. They'll show it to you. They'll show all the red states. And there sits old South Carolina. The only place in the whole world where iniquity is not taking full control is right here in South Carolina. What a plague. What a plague, iniquity. What a plague. What a plague. Are you plagued by your iniquity? Coming in like a flood, isn't it? Take part of it. All you're taking? You got to stop acting like you don't understand. Because God gave you a spirit to understand. So understand. Be not unwise. Don't be a fool. Stop looking at me like that. Jesus did not know who he was after 3 years. Even after that introduction, he still wasn't quite sure. So he turned around to his elect.
Yes, Lord.
The ones he had picked out. Boy, did they fail him. Are we going to fail him? There won't be another time, you know. Are we going to hold our confidence steadfast to the end? Father, you know my heart. You tried it every day. Take me out of here. I told these people for years, I don't want to go through the great tribulation for most of you. Because the betrayal is going to take place during the tribulation. The denial is going to take place during the tribulation. Honor with their lips. Denial is actually defiant. Show my people. Some of you are doing it right now. You're sitting right there. I started doing this on the radio, but I always get hung up because I know that most people that listen to me, they're not listening. Matthew 24, when, what, how? He said, let no man deceive you. Amen. What are they going to use? Wars, pestilence, earthquakes, tornadoes, destruction, disease. Look at this. This house doesn't get it. Amen. 5 minutes from now, you rise right up against me. Snap your nose at me. I started last week, but I didn't finish because nobody's going to hear. Oh, we hear you. Yeah? Oh, when shall these things be? What shall be the sign? Oh, there ain't gonna be no sign. I hate that. I hate that. I hate it. I hate it. You get a chance to see the sign more than anybody. And you want to shine brighter, don't you? Can't turn to you for a testimony because you're going to out-testify me.
Oh, God, Jesus, Lord.
Why, you don't love me, but there you would talk like that.
Oh, bless you.
Takes a whole lot for me to open and rebuke some of you personally. A whole lot, even though I know it's better than secret love. The more you poke a word about the secret love than you are about the open rebuke.
Oh, bless you. Hallelujah.
I know you love me, brother, but do you love that one too? Yeah. Huh?
Bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Praise thee, O God. Hallelujah.
I'm preparing my heart. How in the world can you prepare your heart? You don't even know it. It's deceived you. Amen. Ever since I met you, your heart's deceived you. And I hear every time you call, every single time. Come on now, let's run this through the little telephone call. Come on.
Hi, Brother Stan. This is Sister Libby, and I'm preparing my heart for prayer.
Well, you must have said that to me 1,000 times. Then God brings you here so I can prepare you for the kingdom.
Bless the
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Well, I don't believe God brought me here. This is my choice.
Thank you, God.
I never forget the first time Sister showed up here. She came out with the scripture where it talked about the ends of the earth.
Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. I will bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth.
Where in the world is that?
New Zealand.
New Zealand! Yeah. Hello there, sons and daughters. Yeah. Hey, come on down, Mama. Come on down. And we give you a chance to live in harmony, in peace, one with another. And like a bunch of damn fools. Well, I'm from New Zealand. I cook my way. I'm from New Zealand. I'm from the lack. You stink. Let your old man be crucified. Not my will. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the faith that was once delivered unto you, that brought you from afar. Glory be to God. Brought you from a mighty long way. And the strength that you I just gotta be honest with you.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Bless your name, O God.
May God help you. And I mean, may he help you. We don't need, we just don't need, what's your name? We just don't need the rose. We need the rose of Sharon.
Hallelujah.
We don't need Sister Burgess.
No.
We need Sister. Burgess don't mean nothing.
No, no.
Sister and brother means everything. Somebody say amen. We be brothers. We be sisters. God's our Father. Somebody say glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, Moses said, what are you guys doing? And y'all know the story, and don't sit like a bunch of damn heads. Moses one day had a drawing toward the children of Israel in captivity, raised in Pharaoh's house, next in line to become Pharaoh. Stop it! Don't tell me I'm wrong. I'm not wrong. I'm not wrong. I'm not wrong. And I'm going to tell you something. If you say I'm wrong, you're wrong for saying I'm wrong. Are you getting it clear? So one day he inquired, who are those people over there? How could they not over here with us? Amen. Look how they work. Amen. Boy, oh boy, who are they? Something inside of them said, strange people. They were there because God put them there. God put them there so he could bring them out. God made you to sin so he could save you from it. Yeah, had to lose your way so he could find it for you. Does anybody know the man called Jesus? Lord, I want to go. And don't forget it. Don't forget it. They soon forgot. I haven't forgotten. You were on your bicycle. I haven't forgotten.
Oh, bless
you. You weren't looking for me. I haven't forgotten.
Oh, bless you.
I left all of be down with you, prophet, except you. Need to leave you behind.
Hallelujah.
I use a whole lot of discretion. Let him come here.
Glory to God. Thank you, Father.
By the time he come around, I call him Dennis the Menace.
Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus.
And then one day I said, he's my brother.
Hallelujah.
So he Dennis my brother now.
Amen.
So I'm going to keep him as my brother.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Using a lot of discretion.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Roger.
Yes, sir.
Your brother.
Yes, sir.
Dennis. Your brother. Some of yourselves need a fraud. Keep your brother.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Glory. Hey, saints. Jesus. Your brother.
Hallelujah.
Stop offending them.
Hallelujah.
Work with them.
Yes.
Together we'll overcome.
Yes.
Say amen, Terry.
Yes,
Terry.
Yes,
sir. What am I doing?
Yes, sir.
Am I here?
Yes, sir.
Boy, you're so loud. He just stays in his place. Well, that's loud. Hey, Brother Owen, we got some panels to put up. You helped put some more up the other day? Were you on the roof? You climbed up on this roof, man? Are you careful? Because I don't want you to fall off the roof. I don't want you to fall from grace. I don't want you to fall from the will of God. So you be careful now. Your brothers help you when you do that? They watch out for you to make sure you don't fall? And you're watching out so they don't fall? Boy, somebody needs to say that.
God.
Sister Burgess?
Lord, save me, let's perish, oh God. Save me, Lord.
There's no danger of you perishing. There's no danger of me perishing, is there?
Oh, yes, Lord.
He gave himself. In him we won't perish. Whosoever believes on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Wow! 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 Oh, how I love him. You can love me. I want you to love me so much, I'm going to love you first. While we were yet sinners, that's what he's looking for. Oh, yet. Hey, you're still a yet, you know. Yeah, yet. We're reading that, Moses. Go ahead. Who got it? Somebody started it. Forgot. 5 minutes later.
Thou shalt shew thy sin in that day, saying, this is done because of that which the Lord did unto me when I came forth out of Egypt. And it shall be for a sign unto thee upon thine hand.
When I came forth out of the prison house. Twice.
Yeah.
There should be a sign to you. Look, you want to respond to that. Look at you folk. No, I don't mind telling you. I don't want to go back to the prison now. And God forbid that I lay in my bed and grumble about it or live in my house. Captive in my own hired house. It was in that hired house. Look at me, Paul. May God somehow, in your old age, give you some youthful perception. To remember what you've done. Remember what he done. Oh, but I could build this, and I could build that. Well, he can build his church. If we'll get out of the way. He got all the material. And a bunch of driftwood. How many years did you drift? Anybody that didn't drift at all? Drifting too far from the shore? So you had to come walking on the water? Boy, you're back. I wish somebody was saved around here. God, I wish somebody was saved. Oh, my God. You don't even know how to follow the leading of the Spirit, do you? Huh? And if I tell you, what I think God wants you to do, you pull back and you. It was in Paul's 2 years. You focus, you amaze me how you read the stories. Paul being in Jerusalem, in Rome, was his own doing. He, being tried back in Jerusalem, and the old fellow said, look, I'm not going to get involved with this. I'll turn you back over to the Jews. No, Paul said, no. No way. I know what them Jews will do. I know what they did to the Savior. Oh, the Jews didn't crucify Jesus. No, they didn't. Their sin did. The sin of the Jews, the sin of the black man, the sin of the white man. He was nailed to the cross for your sin. What can wash?
Nothing.
You mean your sin's so great? That it takes a cleansing stream. Yes. Somebody! Yes. Somewhere! Yes. All over the world!
The Spirit is moving all over the world.
Everywhere but me. Move on, Lord. God is moving. Every one of you knows that I would not sing that song like that. Every one of you. I showed you how to sing the songs. And you sit right there, huh? Well, show us, brothers, there. Oh, you don't think I can do it, huh? And you think you're more tired than I am, don't you? Huh? Yes, sir. I haven't had my drink yet this morning. I'm not drunk yet. I haven't had a good meal yet. I didn't have a good night's rest. But oh, just to start. That God is moving by His Spirit, moving in all the earth. Sister Matthews, I always mention your name because I want to let you know I do read your emails. I know you're in trouble. Her children in bad shape. Her husband's in bad shape. And she, and I can say to you folk, look at this damn house and look at me. Sister Matthews has a fallen stomach. I've seen the pictures. I seen that little thing between your legs, a fallen uterus. I seen your fall.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Amen. But to the utmost,
Jesus saved.
He can pick you up. Even though you might have fallen from grace, He'll still pick you up. Now unto Him who is able to save unto the uttermost all them that come to God through Him. Hallelujah! Jesus! He acts like I ain't doing that. And seek not you what you shall eat or what you shall drink. Neither be you of a doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after. And your Father knoweth that you have need of these things.
Yes, he knows.
Jesus died in days. People came looking for him. He said, "Who are you seeking?" See, I lose you right away. Take the right scripture. After 3.5 years, they were seeking him. They came looking for him to honor him, right? Why? He upset Peter.
Glory! Glory!
Come on, Cheryl, you can do better than that. Come on, Phil. Amen. Amen. It's nonchalant. God forbid that we should show any enthusiasm, any fervency. Come on. Come on, boy. Don't be wrong the rest of your life. Break loose of that natural way of doing things. That old natural man. just love it so much. Huh? Well, I've always been like this. Well, then you don't want to go to the kingdom. Because you're not going to get in the kingdom like this. We shall be changed.
We shall be changed.
Take from this marshal. Sister Bridget?
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, yes. Save me, Lord. Let that marriage, oh God. Yes,
bunch of hypocrites. No wonder most folks don't want what you got. You sing a song like that. Oh, sure, but I'm glad. Why don't you get some enthusiasm?
Amen.
Glory.
Why don't you get the reality?
Yes, Lord.
That you're saved.
Saved.
I'm saved. And I know that I am. How do you know? Because you have a Savior. Martha, ah, oh, that Jesus is coming now. What? You saw him? I'm not gonna wait for him to come to me. I'm gonna get to him. Oh, Jesus! Jesus! Oh, I'm so glad you're here. You know, if you'd have been there, my brother wouldn't have died. But even now, it don't make no difference. You're the presence. My God. Oh God. This iniquitous spirit. Oh boy. Why he should care for me will always be a mystery. He holds the whole world in his hand. How about a good shout out of you, boy?
Hallelujah.
I said a good one.
Hallelujah.
Ah, better.
Your help?
I help you. Come on. Yeah. Ready? Gotta stand up, though.
Okay.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Give God where that's in the book. I think it's in the book of Revelation, isn't it? When's the last time you read it? That instruction booklet. It tells you how to give God the praise. When's the last time you read the instructions? Well, the scriptures are given for instruction. Instruction in righteousness. The right way to praise God. The right way to sing. The right way to shout. Hallelujah. The right way to make wrongs right. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I think so much about how I've come to this house. I remember some years ago when God gave me this. I staggered at it at first because I had a man that I just punched in the face. He had the audacity to walk in my presence and say, God told me to tell you to give me that farm. Like, get the hell out of my face.
Amen.
Took me to court. Yo, folk, 4 years, 4 long years, I was drugged back and forth to the state of Alabama. Into a court session.
Yes. Amen.
Sue me for $1 million.
Amen.
Doesn't do me no good to tell you guys anything. You're too hard-headed. Most of you folk weren't even around. And I didn't even have $1 million. I can tell you the story, but you're not impressed. You know, it's amazing how we're not impressed with what God did to save us. We're not impressed. For God,
He gave His only Son.
Well, you're not free from sin. Yes, you are. You're free from sin. The wages of sin is death, and He paid the debt. Glory be to God. What do you mean you're not free? Praise God, I'm free. I'm free from condemnation. I'm free from self-justification. He paid it all. Glory be to God. Oh, my God. How in the world can some of you vote yourself? Oh, I forgot. You guys, I don't feel too good. Iniquity. Iniquity. I told you that about Brian Bruce because I punched him in the mouth that day. I really did. I said, how dare you walk on my prison? Tell me God said I should sign the farm over to you. Took me 4 years to get him off the land. Well, how come you folk know the devil so well? Mm. Kind of acquainted with him? Huh? Oh, I see. Devil used me. That's how I get to know him. Stop them, the devil used you. Don't give him no place. He'll rob you. He'll steal from you. And one thing he'll steal from you is love. Because God is love. You'll get you bitter.
Yes,
and you're going to sit there and tell me you haven't had to deal with that?
Oh, yes.
I went to a big old court mess over there. I still remember what compelled them was it went for 4 years. By Alabama law, stop looking at me like that. Your eyes are so glassed over. Just start speaking simple truth. Can't understand. See how God got me waiting? Are they that way? None of you folk to walk with me. I need everyone to run with me. Oh yes, I'm running. I'll make 100. 99 and a half. My father used to say years ago, you run with the wolf, you'll howl with them. Hear that howling? See, I haven't given them any room this morning, have I? Oh, they're out there. Yeah, them wolves are out there. And they're just a howling, and they're just a howling. You don't believe me? You don't believe me? Hey, the phone over here. Let's see if the wolves are howling. Huh? Yeah. Phone number is 843-538-1334. We're just going to let you identify yourself, wolf. Or sheep,
I'll be somewhere listening, standing in the pulpit listening. Phone number, 843-538-1334. Yeah, come on and howl.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Bless the Lord.
You either one or the other. You can rejoice or you can howl. The truth that makes you free so you can rejoice. If you won't accept the truth, then you'll howl. Good. I still remember the judge. They had to take me to court because 4 years went by. Back and forth, I had to drive. They were going to take away this farm that God gave to me. Just like they tried to take this one away. Well, we're going to find out. The Lord gave.
Amen.
And he can take it away.
Yes.
Old Job said, there's nothing you can't do. You can save it or you can destroy it. That's right. That's right. Who you peanut brains, you carnally minded, you iniquitous people. Truth, Lord. You know what, Sister Burgess? Ever since I had you cry out like you have cried out, these folks try to, but they're not doing it like you. No, they're just doing it because I tell them to do it.
Oh, Lord, save me, lest I perish, oh God. Save me, Lord.
They don't believe it. All I did was put a little child in the midst. That's all I did. Just a little child. I said, Daddy, save me. Jesus, love me. Huh? That's all I did. I said, you become the burden and become just like that little child. Imitators instead of duplicators. Jesus used me. He that goeth forth weeping.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, you will weep at the wrong time. You better start weeping now.
Oh, God.
Or sleepy yet? Sure. I'm a little dance. That's an Indian powwow. I still remember the judge because they compelled the judge was a new judge in a circuit court. Which, does anybody know what a circuit judge is? He goes to circuit. Why are you doing that? You don't know what circuit means. One day's in Calvin County, next day in Charleston County,
right.
Next week in Beaufort County.
Right.
A circuit.
Yes.
Ever hear of a circuit rider?
Yeah.
Last minute, I'm a circuit rider. One day I ride this one. Each one has their own little rule. They just don't know God. I talk with you about this all morning. They just don't know. My people do not know. They just do not consider their ways. Are they considering your way now? Well, this is the way I've always been. And you like that? You like it so much you want to show it out?
Oh, Jesus.
I still remember, I went into the court with this new judge, and they picked all the jurors. It doesn't do me any good to tell these folks, why me, Lord? Why? The state of Alabama, there was a, what's his name was there? Walker. He was yelling away. Chandler was there. They were yelling away. Here you are. Chandlers, walkers, talkers, murmurers, complainers. There you are. They had complaints. They had to try me that day according to Alabama law. 4 years, either try them or throw it out. Clear the docket. Does anybody understand that?
Yes.
clear the docket. Well, I got news for you. There's a judgment seat coming when God's going to clear the docket. He'll be compelled to judge you one way or another. Yes, he will. When you stand before that judgment seat of Christ, he is going to be compelled to judge you. And aren't you so glad he's judging you before you get there? How come you folk don't understand spiritual language? What is it? You're just not hungry for it, are you? You just love your iniquity. That's all I can see. And then you come back, what about you? What about me? What about me? Now that I know that I am what I am. You don't know that I know what I am?
Amen. Yes, you do.
I'll tell you what I am. I'm saved by God's grace. I'm anointed by the Holy Ghost. I'm instructed by the Word of God. I am what I am. Only by the grace of God. And if you folks don't think you need grace, grace, grace. You know, I tell you things, but so somehow you just don't let it start. For instance, there's a guy who's been calling me because I won't preach that the earth is flat. Well, the Bible does not say the earth is round. Neither does it say it's flat. No, it doesn't. Huh? Well, what do you believe? I believe the earth is the Lord's. Flat or round. Now, that guy's been hassling on to me for years. In fact, you heard him right here.
Yes. Amen.
Well, just this past week, I heard from a group that's called Scientific Proof. And they're out here proving whether the earth is round or flat.
Right.
And they can't find no proof either way. Because to some it looks flat, to others it looks round, and to me it looks like it belongs to the Lord.
Right.
And I can see why the devil wants to mess us up on this earth. Because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and all that dwells therein. And he's going to destroy the earth and give it to the people of God. Hallelujah. So is the earth flat? Is it round? No, it's the Lord. And you are going to inherit it. It won't be a beautiful earth. No, sir. The heavens will melt with a fervent heat. And the earth... and all that dwelleth therein shall be burnt up.
Yes.
You want to dwell on this earth? Go ahead. Be a Democrat. Be white. Be black. Goddamn fool. Go ahead. All flesh is going to be like grass. Going to be burnt right away. And God's going to be alive. Hallelujah. And flesh and blood won't even be there. Who wants to smell your stinky flesh? Thank God for deodorant. None of you folks stink, huh?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, bless the Savior.
By this time, they stink. I sat there in the courtroom. The court had already picked the jury. Dave Marotta was with me, and behind me was Chandler and Walt Walker. They were all there to see what was going to happen to me. Just like you're here. That's all you're here for, a lot of you. You want to see what's going to happen to him. Now, let's see how long he can stand.
Hallelujah.
Let's see if we can't bring him down. Let's see if we can't disagree with him. Beloved, I wish above all things that you would prosper in the faith, in the truth, and be in health, good spiritual, as your soul prospers. Look how God keeps me in health. I'm going to be doing some prospering in soul.
Yes. Lord.
Don't like that, do you? Do you? Y'all want a spiritual wrestling match? You want to fight a fight of faith with me? I've been polishing up my shield lately. Shield of faith.
Glory.
Glory.
student that was a judge. He said, I don't like this case. Look at it. I said, one simple statement and lost you. And the judge. The jury was picked. The sides were picked up. And the judge stopped dead in his tracks and said, I don't like this case. There's something. Because it was just presented to him. And while he was doing that, a man stuck an envelope over my chest. Look at me, Paul. Damn it, look and see for a change. Look, you stubborn old lady.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Wicked. Such wickedness. Such wickedness. There was a cashier's check in this envelope for $100,000. Oh, don't. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's where the church is treating the message about how Jesus paid. How we go around demanding somebody else to pay what you owe me. You don't owe me nothing. You owe him everything.
Oh, Jesus.
It won't budge. $100,000 was given by a woman that we ran off of her because Kirk said she was a witch. Now, she wasn't a witch. But because this smart-like young man had to get her out of her own salvation.
Oh, my Lord Jesus.
So I sent her back home to her father. Come on, pity ya.
Amen.
Think maybe you'll wake up after a while and become eternally grateful.
Hallelujah.
For Craig Mack. Hey, Craig, where you at? I'm down here at the tabernacle. Jumping up now at the prophet of God. Whoa. Just what would you do if you'd be around the prophet of God? Did you kill a prophet? Have you? Have you wounded him? I don't buy your story, but you're trash. You got a new life. Forget that damn past. Put your mind on Jesus. I mean, I'm really getting sick and tired of going, who cares about you? Your soul. Or you. Huh? Couldn't ask for a nicer body, but I've had it before. That love of God. And you. Lack. I went to the back room because the judge said, back room, please.
Yes.
The judge was a little furious. He said, look, I'm a judiciary. I don't judge moral things. You brought me a moral issue. I need to legal one. I did not have a lawyer. Bruce had a lawyer. Now, I'm telling you all because when it got all said and done, and I can't, back home, I wrote Brian Bruce a letter. I don't know if I want to tell it to you. I just don't like the way you folk receive me. Because you turn right on me, or turn your nose up, and you think it's all right for you to do that. Because you're not being treated right. Your little old Nick, what he says, he owes me more. I don't owe you nothing. I don't owe you nothing. And God don't owe you nothing. He paid it. You keep demanding for more? What more could you ask? He gave his life. Oh, come on now. Come on. Come on now. Trying to reconcile with Bruce. So God gave me that verse. I defrauded no man. You don't believe that. Look at him. You forgot it, haven't you? You don't like when Brother Patterson gets up and reads the scripture to you that God gave to him in reference to his prophet. None like him. Oh, And I say, you go along with that. But when he says perfect, you don't believe I'm perfect.
Amen.
No, you don't. Perfect love. Cast out all fear.
All fear. Amen.
Oh, but the fear of God is with you, people's hearts. How we want to question God because of our doubtings. I want to pay attention to our iniquity. Who got that scripture?
I speak not this to condemn you, for I've sinned.
Hold it! Damn it. God, help me to find a way to get these people to understand what we're reading.
Yes, Lord.
Go to a verse or two ahead, and I just told you that you got to give the setting.
Having therefore. These promises. Dearly beloved. Let us cleanse ourselves from all the filth of the flesh and spirit.
Do it!
Oh, Jesus.
I'm not talking about using precious soap. I'm talking about cleansing ourselves. Not just flesh.
Yes.
That fleshly heart.
Lord, yes. Hallelujah.
Fill with your question.
Yes, the Lord. Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Read.
Perfecting holiness.
What do you mean, perfecting? You mean you already got it?
Glory to God.
You don't know that Christ is holy?
Amen.
That the Word of God, that the Spirit of God is holy?
Amen.
Come on, Paul!
Amen.
You can shout louder than that.
Amen.
Look at Ruth and say, Ruth, I need some help.
Amen. Amen.
Think about that boy. Millions of 40-some-year-old young men. Millions of them. Seeking their own, pursuing them. But you, God, got you seeking His kingdom. My God, boy, you ought to shout all over this place. All you got to do is be faithful with the goats, and they'll give you milk. They have little ones, some die, then I'll turn around and give you another one. Boy, what? Read.
In the fear of God, receive us. We have wronged. No man. We have corrupted. No man. We have defrauded. No man. I speak not this to condemn you.
Amen.
For I have said before that ye are in our hearts to die and live with you.
Now that last phrase, I tremble over it. To have to live with you the way some of you folk are. May God help you.
Yes, Lord.
The Almighty God. Oh, God, Lord, help me. I hear that. All. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. How do you want me to help you? Out of a bank account? Out of a garden?
Oh, my Lord.
Out of your family? How do you want me to help you? Hmm?
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Worthy. Thank you.
Read that again, please.
Us. We have wronged no man. We have corrupted no man. We have defrauded no man. I speak not this to condemn you, for I have said before that ye are in our hearts to die and to live with you.
Hello. He's not being called a devil. See, there's, what a generation we live in. No fear of God at all.
Amen.
None. Zero. None.
Amen.
Zero. And so many of you are overcome by that same damn spirit. Profess themselves to be wise, they become fools and take the grace of God and turn it into lasciviousness.
Amen.
For all these things do the nations of the world seek after. And your Father knoweth that you have need of these things. But rather seek you the kingdom of God, which is righteousness, peace, and joy. Seek peace. Pursue it. seek his righteousness and deny your own. Pursue it. Put priority on it. But rather seek you the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Food, clothing, light, death. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. All right, you wise guys, here's what you do. Sell that you have. You got revelations?
Amen.
You got truth? Sell them.
Amen.
Come on down here with the prophet.
Amen.
And see how long your revelation stands.
Amen.
Give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old. A treasure in heaven that faileth not. Where no thief approacheth. Neither moth corrupteth. Come on down here, boys. Come on, you thieves. Let's see how close you can get. Come on, you crooks. Look at them. Oh, are you folk ready for the battle? Nah, they would find compadres when they walk through that door. Thank God for somebody standing for that prophet. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Now that's Luke 12. And the last line says, be ready. You must be ready.
Hallelujah.
Be therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour.
Amen.
When you think that. You ought to look at your people's faces.
Hallelujah.
How you're trying to convince me you're listening and you're hearing me. Oh boy. This is the last generation, people. And God declared in the first one what he's going to do with the last one. And God gave them up.
Oh, Jesus.
Who are they? The sons of God.
Hallelujah.
Who are you? And God gave them up and turned them over to a reprobate mind. No judgment. Can't judge right from wrong. Good from bad. Hear that call? He's been given up and turned over. He's got a reprobate mind. How about you? How are you feeling here? Then Peter said unto him, Lord, speakest thou this parable unto us or even to all? Now, why did you folks look at somebody and say, you know, he reads them scriptures, and I don't quite remember them things. And the Lord said, who then is that faithful? And wise steward?
Oh, yes.
Whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household to give them their portion of meat in due season. I'd love to give you some meat. Revelation.
Yes.
I just gave you one a few minutes ago and passed you right on by. You shall hear of wars, rumors of wars, pestilence. When the enemy comes in like a flood, we've had this world flooded ever since the early 1900s with wars. Wars. This nation of America is built upon wars. So it comes in like a flood. It's like a flood.
Yes, Lord.
The enemy come in like a flood. And then took our boys and our girls and made them fight these ungodly wars.
Yes.
There was no justice in it. And then God raised up a country like Vietnam and whooped us bad. And Korea. They whooped us bad. We did not win in Vietnam. We did not win in the Second War.
Amen.
America has fought many wars and they've never won one. How about the Civil War? Did we unite the country?
No.
How about the political war that's going on? Are we uniting the people?
No.
Huh? What's that song I've been playing? Liberty got the largest prison population in the world. Got the largest group of poor that we have. Living in sewers, living on the street. Sweet land of liberty. Land.
There
Did you not wonder why I played that song?
Yes.
I went and told you why. Tried to explain it. And here I am looking right at you, and 90% of you just... That my country is of the sweet land. Tell that to the immigrants coming in.
Amen.
Tell that to those who are still locked in poverty. We're the richest nation. Tell that to the people who are in need, Mr. Trump, who can spend $100,000 to fly somewhere and say hello, or to play golf. Tell it to our Congress, who most of them are millionaires. Tell it to them. My country is sweet land. The Civil War was fought right through this area. Blood was shed. Have you heard Brother Joe preach that? Farmers and sons whose blood has tainted this soil right here.
All right, yes.
Yes, Lord. True.
America's a nation that's been filled with blood.
Yes, Lord.
Indian blood.
Yes,
Spanish blood.
Amen.
German blood.
Amen.
European blood.
Amen.
Why the hell are you folk true. Respond?
True.
Hallelujah.
True.
Amen.
A bloody nation.
Yes,
Lord.
By blood and war we become great. And by blood and war, we're going to be destroyed.
Yes, Lord.
Period.
Lord.
Read that.
Amen.
Well, we'll wait and see. Okay, then wait and see.
Amen.
You won't see too much when it happens.
Right.
And my country is of thee. You folk aren't going to stir yourself at all, are you? Are you? You're just like that guy right there. You're so implacable. You wait for God to hunt you, aren't you? And I've told you hundreds of times. If God's got to humble you, and he can. He has already to a degree.
Yes,
because if God hadn't overruled you, you wouldn't even be here.
That's right.
No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't.
Thank you, Father.
No, you wouldn't.
Thank you, Lord. No, thank you. Thank you.
No, you wouldn't.
Amen.
Nobody.
Remember in those days?
Mm.
Only
eight
souls. So shall it be in the end?
Mm.
Only eight souls. As it was in the beginning?
So shall it be in the end?
So shall it be in the end?
Amen.
Very few.
Right.
That's right.
And God didn't save anybody in Sodom and Gomorrah.
Amen.
I say God did not save anybody in those cities. You hear that, my good friend from up there in New York, from Brooklyn? Oh, the airplane that flew you into Brooklyn would have flew you into Charleston.
My Lord.
Amen.
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 Let's just see if the man does what he said.
Amen.
I'm going to try to be there. Try. Is that what you're going to do? You're going to try to get in the kingdom?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you going to get there?
Amen.
If nobody
will go with me, if nobody will go with me, if nobody will go with me, no turning back.
The Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise servant whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household to give them portion of meat in due season? Depart in the day gone by that I haven't said to you folk, I would love to give you some meat. I just try to give you some, and you don't know pestilence is coming in like a flood. You're not watching the news.
Yes.
You're not seeing what they shut down a whole university.
Right.
They're shutting down major money-making things because they're afraid of this pestilence.
Yes. Right.
And they tell you not to touch your face no more.
Right.
Ooh, who in the world is going to do it? Huh? all they're doing is promoting fear.
Amen.
I wish somebody gets saved around here. Touch not my anointing. Stop your accusations. Stop your charges.
Yes.
I got a charge.
Hallelujah.
Greater than yours.
Hallelujah.
Yours don't mean a damn thing. Blessed is that servant whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing.
Amen.
I'm ready, Lord. Whenever you're ready. I've done all I know to do.
Yes, Lord.
I don't know what else to do.
Hallelujah.
Why, I didn't pick out somebody who couldn't shout and jump up and down. And I don't know if anybody on these grounds more capable of doing that than you.
Amen. Bless you, Lord.
You climb on the roof and shout.
Praise the Lord.
No, come on, let's do some climbing.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus coming, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Who?
Prophet, I've got the coronavirus. What do I do?
Die. No, you got more than corona. You got iniquity. What do you do? Die. I'll be finished in a second. Suppose you that I'm come to get peace on earth. I tell you, nay. It's Jesus talking. It's Jesus talking. Do you suppose he came to bring peace on earth? And you get comfortable with the peace? A peace treaty? I tell you, nay, but rather division. For from henceforth, what you doing?
Oh, bless the Savior.
There should be five in one house.
Oh, yes.
Divided three against two, and two against three. The Father shall be divided against the Son. The Son against the Father, the Mother against the daughter, and the daughter against the mother, the mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against... Wow. Wow. And a house divided against itself? See why God emptied out your house? See why he's emptying this one out? Because there's no division among us. Let there be... Damn it, you folk won't respond at all to the word of God, will you? Will you? You got less than a month. Everybody listen to me, if you are hearing me now, you can be here.
Hallelujah.
Whether you're sheep or goats, you can come. Remember, Noah brought in all manner of beasts. that have been predetermined to be spared through the flood. And God used Noah and his sons to gather them. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Come on, boy. What the hell are you doing in New York? Why are you people constantly fighting me on those five commandments or seven that God gave me? Long before I ever heard you. Get out of the cities. Get that TV. Oh, if you want dilemma, watch the TV. Read the YouTubes. Go ahead. Go ahead, dummies. Go ahead, spend time. See if you get an answer. Boy, this house, they won't budge, will they? They just won't give it up. Just won't. I gotta close. I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto, you were not able to bear it. Neither yet now are you able. Where are the folks to cry out, we are well able?
We are well able.
Milk babies, ninny bodies, he have a titty. Have you been weaned from the breast yet? There is no tribulation taking you. Don't read like that. How does it read? You wicked people, how does it read? How does it read? Temptation? Tribulation? What's the main ingredients of tribulation?
Temptation.
Be patient. It's in your patience. Be patient. The coming of the Lord draws nigh. Be patient. Oh, you impatient people. Oh, how you want to have your own way right now. How you want your life right now. You're not willing to wait for that new life, that resurrection life, that eternal life. Look at that. Look how you respond. Just look how you receive that.
Hallelujah.
And he went leaping.
Hallelujah.
And shouting.
Hallelujah.
And praising God.
Hallelujah.
Silver and gold have I none. But such as I have, give I thee. May I be excused? You still got two legs. Oh, I'm tired. Well, so am I. I hurt. I had more. You know, you hurting your body, right? I hurt all over. You smell good.
Oh, bless the Lord.
What you got on you? Sister Nella? Boy, I wish you folks would stop it. I wish I knew what to do to get you folks to change your face. Everything I say, somebody looks at me.
My Lord.
Boy, if I was afraid of faces, I'd be running like hell. I'd get off these grounds if I could.
Glory.
Really, I would. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man.
Yes.
You don't know what I go through. Yeah, everybody. Some through the fire.
Fire.
Yes. Some through the fire.
Here's the one you go through.
Yes.
Here's the one. You may have to go. go through the other one to get to that one, but that last one. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, this boils down to something, isn't it? But God is faithful.
Faithful.
Who will not suffer you to be tempted.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Tempted in all points.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, God.
Above that, you are able. Faithful. But will with the temptation.
Faithful.
Also make a way to escape.
Amen.
That you may be able to bear it.
Faithful.
So, there's only one way I can overcome the temptation.
Amen.
That's my love.
Hallelujah.
That's my love.
Yes.
What a temptation.
Praise.
What a temptation.
Yes.
All you tempters. But I can overcome that temptation.
Yes.
My love.
Yes.
Glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
If that
is
genuine love. For some reason or other, God fixed it so you and I are focal point for this last time. And I put up with a lot. I can tell you whether I never put up with that much from any woman. I never have. I never have. And a lot of folks say to me, maybe you better let it go when God gives me something to do. Stay with it. Blessed is that servant who wouldn't bore find it. So doing. So I let her pick off the spouse. God. She said to me, why do you always got to tell folks things like that? Yeah, you do. And don't make it a focal point. Well, I didn't make it a focal point. May God give you a transformation of mind. That old damn carnal mind. Boy, are we something else. Why turn you again? Why you turn back your damn memories? My dad and my... What the hell? Forget it!
Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus.
I will not fear what men have done unto me.
No.
I know what God's done unto me.
Yes.
Somebody!
Yes.
I've been despised, rejected, yes, both men and women. A man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. I don't believe that. I know you don't. That's why you treat me the way you do. Let nothing
separate me from his love.
Hallelujah.
I tried to tell you all along. God delivered me from evil. He delivered me from the love of a woman. I've had many of them love me, and I love many. But I'm free from that.
Yes,
I can love you without, and do. And as lovable as you. See that woman over there? She won't. I'm telling you, if I was her, I don't want to talk to her because she's going to try to put, no, I won't buy it. I won't buy it. The woman won't surrender. You better watch that mouth. All she said to me that's caused this kind of reaction. First she said to me one time, I feel safe around you.
Hallelujah.
Then the second time, and when she did that, then I would deal with her. Yeah. But when she said the second thing, I'm not into this.
Hallelujah.
Good. So she's not into it. And I am.
Oh,
I'm into it. I'm into it. I'm in the love of God.
Yes.
It includes you.
Yes.
It even includes her.
Amen.
I'm being very faithful with her.
Yes.
Yeah, I am.
Amen.
See, that's a classic example of this world.
Hallelujah.
Most Christians. and trying to get plain with it, you'd all get all upset.
Oh, God, from your love. Thank you, Jesus.
You never get upset with me, do you?
Oh, God.
Let Luke win on our faith.
Oh, thank you, your love. Thank you,
Lord. I saw it the other day. What am I supposed to do if God shows to me? You said it. Now, what did I say? Can you write it? Do what you're doing. See how quiet you get?
Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus.
Now, I use Dennis as an example. Because Dennis, I hope he's sincere. I believe he is. He'll get things he believes God shows him. Look at his book. It's all marked. Mm-hmm. Even marks him.
Thank you, Father.
God marks you.
Amen. Yes, thank you, Lord.
You a Nicholas person?
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Hmm?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory, God. Thank you, Father. Praise unto thee, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your
love.
Thank you, Lord.
All through the Bible, God never talked in general terms. He always identified somebody. He always pointed them out so you could see. Let's just go back to one, then I'll try to close. Let's take the story of Mary and Martha and Lazarus. You're in the story, you know. You're either Mary or a Martha or Lazarus. And if Jesus came to you, I just wonder what you would do. What did Mary and Martha do when Jesus came? Seeing you sit right there and defy me. You defy me. That's the reason why I don't talk too much. Because you just defy me because of your little peanut carnal mind. Jesus did not make a practice of visiting people's homes. Read the book. Show me how the home they went into. Answer me!
Amen.
Get the damn off your fat butt and get that book and you show me how many places Jesus visited. How many homes he went into.
All right.
Tell me!
Amen.
And if he came to your house.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
Why me, Lord?
Yes, Lord. Jesus. Oh, God.
See, the reason I stopped because I'm not getting 100% agreement on that. He did not make a practice of visiting homes. He did not make a practice. You go back to the beginning of that chapter and you'll see how it starts.
Yes.
Yeah, then 6 days, therefore, the Passover came to Bethany.
Passover again.
Amen.
Where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he had raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with them.
That's not the story.
Amen, brother. Amen.
The story I'm looking for is when he first came to their home.
Yes.
Get it, young. How do I talk to him? How do I get this damn carnal mind to follow me?
All right. Oh.
You'll find it in John 11, I think. Remember now? No, you won't. Jesus did not make a practice of going into people's homes. Jesus did not.
Oh, Jesus.
He went into Peter's home, healed his mother. He went into the home of little Jairus' daughter. But he did not make a practice. Why won't they give it up, Lord? Why are they sitting there arguing with me? Why? I don't know why. I don't know why, because they don't want to hear the truth, don't they?
Hallelujah.
I want to find out where Jesus came to their house.
Now, there was a certain man who was sick named Lazarus of Bethany of the town of Mary and her sister Martha. And it was Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore, his sisters sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest.
We got to go back further than that.
Mm-hmm.
Luke 10:38.
Thank you.
I give up, Lord. I scream, I holler, I stop, I direct, and they just don't pay no attention to me. We're talking about the rarity of Jesus entering into a home. He did not make a practice.
Amen.
Get out of my house. Get out of my father's house. Now get up and get out. You're making my father's house a den of thieves.
Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him, and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid
all
her
right.
Therefore.
Now, boy, I tell you, you are some people. I don't know what to do with it.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Eyes that see not. Ears. That's not talking about the Republican Party.
No.
That's not talking about the Democrats. That's talking to God's people.
Jesus. Lord. Oh, Jesus.
Eyes and see not.
Hallelujah.
Ears and hear not.
Lord.
Therefore they have a heart. I don't know what's he doing going into that house? Why did Jesus pick that house?
Glory.
Glory. See, and you won't budge. See, he only did this. No big deal. And I even told you why he went to that house.
Yes.
How? By revelation.
Amen. Glory. Glory.
And why he picked the exact time.
Yes. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Glory.
And the end of the story is after he raised Lazarus from the dead, they got together and said, we got to do something about that guy, Jesus. And one of the wise guys says, well, let's kill Jesus, let's get rid of him. And the other guy says, if you do that, you have to kill Lazarus too. Because Lazarus is going to be a living witness to the resurrection from the dead. My God! My God, how can you be so dead? That's why the devil don't want to kill you, Brother Stair. Because you're a living witness. That when you die, Jesus is coming. And when Jesus comes, he knows where he's going. When Jesus comes, do you know where you're going? Come on, get your heart right, Libby. Come on, prepare it. Well, I speak to you by revelation. Why did Jesus go to the home of Mary and Martha and Lazarus? He knew tribulation was coming. He knew there were going to be tried very vehemently. So he came into the house. Get the grin off your face, you silly people. Oh, you're going to find it in the book now, Joanne Reed, huh? I'm speaking to my revelation. I wish I could dramatize it. Mary and Martha, they're busy cleaning the house, and all of a sudden, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Hey, Martha, yeah? Somebody at the door. I'm busy. Go check and see who's at the door. I would like to go on with this, but you wicked people, you, oh God, this is terrible. This. Are you ready? Shout!
Hallelujah!
Oh, come on. I just went through a shout with you.
No.
I didn't?
Yeah, you did.
You forgot?
Yeah. Hallelujah! Glory! Yeah. Praise the Lord.
You want to hear me?
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
And you sit there and laugh at it.
Oh,
hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Glory!
Mary walked through the door and she looked through the little window. I wasn't expecting this. Mother! Mother! Who is it, Mary? It's Jesus. He's standing right outside our door knocking. Sounds like he wants to come in. Well, let him in. Oh. Never thought I'd ever see you in my home. Come on in. Hey, Martha. Yeah? Jesus is here. Well, take him to... I'm too busy right now. I'll be right there. Come on, Jesus. Sit down there. No, not like that. Look him right in the face. I can see her. I can see her. Really, I can see her. She sits down and she looks up. Never thought I'd ever get that close to you. We said you didn't. I got close to you. Sister Burgess! Is raging. The billows are tossing high. The waves are overflowing. Save me, Jesus! I told you when I was younger, I used to be a lifeguard. And we were taught methods of saving people. Come here, Rosetta. Now watch this one. Oh, Rosetta, she's out here drowning. Do I turn her around and grab her right there? Hey. Hey. Don't touch my breast! Hang on, boy!
Save me, Jesus!
We were taught that that's a good hold.
Amen.
You got a woman, they get fighting out there. You just, sure did love saving them lives. Go ahead. Go ahead. Good fool. So slow to believe. Mary just popped down the floor. Jesus started talking. And I try to tell you why he did this. He's going to prepare them for the coming test.
Yes.
6 months later.
Yes.
You don't know Passover is preparing us
yes.
for the resurrection.
Yes.
May I be excused? Sure, just good. More than that, just mark you off. Upset you guys? Because I won't let you talk, huh? No. The Lord has whooped me quite a bit giving place to the devil. Because that's what you is. You flat earth teacher. You guys think you got a revelation that's far above what God gave me. I'm the revelation.
Amen.
The last one. the last prophet, the last day prophet. The end has come. Well, I don't believe that. Big deal. So your unbelief is going to stop my believing? What a dumb, damn, stupid world you are. Martha come running in from the whatever. Somebody find that for me, please. How come y'all just hang right on to that story? They won't do it. I can warn them. I can tell them. I can admonish them. They just won't do it. Somebody pick it up?
Martha was cumbered about much service.
What? Cumbered?
Yes.
Occupied with? Burdened down with? Hey! This place here has not meant to cumber you.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
You don't do things around you to please yourself.
No.
That will cumber you. You do it to please the Lord and you get joy in it. How about hearing?
Lord.
And I thought about this morning. I thought, now I could tell this, but I wonder who's going to receive it. Where are you in this story? I hope you end up with Lazarus sitting in the seat of all the religious people. Because they're in a time now where they want to kill all Christians, like Esther, all Jews. They want to kill all Christian influence. So they replace it with another belief, iniquity in ourselves. I'm amazed. What do you think of first in the relationship with anybody? Self. Me. Hit it right on the head again, didn't I? Bango. You're in this story. Mary, Martha, or Lazarus. You're in that house. You're in the heart of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
If Jesus came to your house, to this old house, I just wonder what you would do if he came unexpectedly.
Hallelujah.
Is that the way the Lord's going to come? You're not expecting him?
My Lord.
What's the matter?
Amen.
Search me. Well, Jesus would come and catch you working on my feet. I wouldn't be embarrassed. No, I wouldn't.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Oh, God. Jesus. Oh, sweet Jesus.
You're a wise old guy, ain't you? Yes, sir. See, I learned to get a hug from her, and then I said, no, that ain't fair. Now, you got to do this. And,
oh, bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
What am I doing? Keeping him as my brother.
Yeah.
Oh, you think I betrayed my brother, huh?
No. Bless
your name, oh God.
We are workers together.
Amen.
Thank you.
Working out our salvation with fear.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
But you people, you're just so iniquitous. You really are. You still haven't got the point. Why did Jesus go to this house? Did he know something they didn't know?
Yes.
Huh? Why is Jesus dealing with you? Does he know something you don't know?
Yes.
Do you know Jesus coming in your lifetime?
Yes.
Come on now.
Yes.
How many folk believe that?
Yes.
You think those folk out there called me this morning? You think they believe it?
No.
The brother said he had the virus. No, he's got iniquity.
Amen. Hallelujah.
What do you do about that? Huh? What do you do about this guy's iniquity? Well, this one.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes. All right,
so good. Leper can't change his spot, can he?
No.
Well, what's your name?
Jess.
Jess. Oh, Jess can't change his nature, can he?
No.
Hallelujah.
How many years you live with that thing?
73.
Ooh, man. You ought to be longing for a change.
I do. I do.
This old house.
Yes, Father.
I'm going to live in another house.
Yes.
In my Father's house.
Yes. Father's house. Yes.
This old house.
Yes. Yes.
Lord, my sister, hardly ever do you come for a visit, and I'm out here trying to make the house clean, nice for you to be in, and she's just sitting there on the floor. Read it. You know where to pick it up.
Martha was cumbered about.
Cumbered, huh? Laden down with, overburdened with. How am I going to get it done? Will I ever get it done? Brother and sister, for God's sake, stop being so iniquitous. Find your place in there.
Hallelujah.
And ask God to somehow. You know, even though Martha was like that, she did help roll the stone away.
Yes.
Anybody know what happened when that took place? They don't even know. See, you don't know the story. You know what took place in between. Lazarus died.
Yes.
Now, before he died, they sent to Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
See, nobody knows the story. Yes. Yeah. I wish I could dramatize it. There, Lazarus, you're giving them some soup and you're massaging them. Have a drink, Lazarus. I wish I could say it without you folk getting offended. Because most of you are Marthas. Very few Marys here. And God knows that Lazarus has already died. You are dead.
Amen.
You're like an old snake with his head cut off. Still wiggling. Thank God the head's off. You all say you love me, huh? Then what do you think I should do with these scriptures? Soften them up, preach to somebody else, unto you.
Amen.
Unto you.
Amen.
So I'm afraid of going with the story because the way you, instead of you applying it to yourself, Jesus. Good. I'm glad you're here, but my sister, she's just sitting on the floor listening to you. I got so many things I got to get done, and she won't help me. Would you like to hear what Jesus said?
And Jesus answered.
And Jesus answered her.
Martha.
Martha.
Yes. Are careful.
Oh, are you careful? But so many things. See, I'm afraid to preach because somebody can say, "You're preaching to me." I don't know, am I?
Yes.
Read.
But one thing is needful.
But one thing is needful.
And Mary hath chosen that good part that shall not be taken away from her.
Glory.
Glory.
I had you crying this morning, didn't I? I don't like when I make her cry. Sometimes I'm compelled to. I'll ask her why she's doing something, and she'll say, "I'm just trying to please you." And I'll say, "Without faith, all you're doing don't mean a thing. You're not going to impress God with what you're doing." God, should I help
you?
Why can't I get that across to you?
Jesus.
Remember what you do unto me, you do unto him.
Lord.
Why weepest thou?
Oh, Jesus.
See, and you folk, if you knew the scripture, Jesus said that one time. Don't you think you ought to find out why he said it? Well?
Hallelujah. Bless your name, God.
He said, "Don't weep for me. Weep for yourself."
Amen. Glory.
Where's your understanding? Huh? Okay. In this story here, you're one of them. Mm-hmm. Now, thank God it ends all right. Because Jesus was there in the end.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
Oh, boy. He was also there in the beginning. In the beginning, and the ending, and everything in between.
All right, amen, yes.
You want to be saved, huh? All right. The story offends you? Because somewhere I've identified you. You're one of the three. Now by faith, we trust that we are Lazarus. Because you see, when they tried to get rid of Jesus, the testimony says, if you do that, you can do something about Lazarus.
Amen.
They're trying to get rid of the Christian.
Amen.
They're going to do something about us. Because we believe that Jesus is coming again.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Really?
Yes.
Then why the hell are you always picking on me? Hey, you devils out there, rage on, you heathen. I got the virus. What should I do? Flee to the red. Flee to Christ.
Amen.
What are we going to do? What are you going to do? See, and that's what I try to tell you. Go check the states where they've already identified people with the virus. All around us. If I went to South Carolina?
Just Charleston. And they'll be right next to Christmas.
But that's not true yet. They're still not sure. Oh, my. We found a lot of iniquity on these grounds, though. Right here. I'm saved. I'm sanctified. That's iniquity.
Yes, yes.
Iniquity don't say I'm saved. Iniquity said Jesus saved.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
To the utmost.
Jesus saved.
Hey, Sister Cheryl, come here, miss. Come here, miss. I thought about you this morning as I was watching a YouTube that told us what we ought to do to not spread disease. They said, don't rub your nose.
Why,
you rub your nose so much it's red all the time.
Oh, man.
I wish I could cut it off sometimes.
You're too nosy. Really?
Yeah.
You know, no more handshakes now.
Right.
No more handshakes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
No, shoulder.
Right.
Just like those. Why are you folk mocking me?
Right.
Why are you doing that?
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, that I'm worthy of
that. See, where you people still won't accept is that things that are happening on this earth are tribulation.
Yes. Right.
And even though you try to save yourself,
amen.
I'm going to close with this. You folk ain't going to help me. You're going to sit there with your hands over your face and looking at me. What a hardened generation. Iniquitous. It's in every way. And no matter how much I tell you, I do it because of my love for God. If I didn't have no love for God, I would have none for you at all. None for you at all. None. Zero. And what's even greater than that he has love for me. That's amazing. That's amazing. I've defrauded no man. I've robbed no man. I've wronged none of you. I haven't done you wrong. I haven't done you wrong.
Hallelujah.
You neither. Well, I want to get married. I just gave you some very good advice. Look how much trouble you have with you alone. Can you imagine if you had a wife and two or three kids?
Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Father.
I want to get a good hug out of you for that one.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't know.
All right.
How's the prophet doing? Enthusiastic, huh? How's God doing? What's your testimony about God? He doeth all things well. What's wrong with you? Why don't you have these words inside you so they can give you life to your testimony? He do it. What about your soul? It is well. My soul is in your hands. It is well. It is well. Now that I know that I am, what I've been, where I've gone, where I'm headed, my soul is in your hands. My soul loves you, Jesus. My soul loves you. I haven't showed you how to do that. Yeah, I did. You did? Uh-huh. How did I show you how to do it?
My soul loves you, Jesus!
Almost perfect. Not perfect enough.
My soul loves you, Jesus!
Are you people? I just mocked the example. The girl was being condemned because she was a streetwalker. Stop that damn look on your faces. How many of you are streetwalkers? How many of you walk the street? Selling your bill of goods.
Yes, Lord.
Look at it. Look at this. Look at them. There we go again. They're just not going to. Is it I? Is it I? I've gone through that with you too, haven't I?
Yes. Hallelujah.
The 11 said, Lord, is it I? And so did Judas. They won't do it. This damn house, look at them. Look at them, sisters, to analyze it. Lord, will you tell us who it is? Is it I, Lord? Tell us. Somebody tell me what Jesus said he would do or what would be done to identify Judas. Wow. They don't know the scriptures. Lord, tell us who it is. And Jesus said, it's the one who takes his bread and dips it into the gravy with me. The same. And Judas, he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do it. Look at this. I can't believe this, God. I'm crazy. I'm out of my mind. I see things and these folks don't see nothing. There's nowhere where Judas reached over and dipped in the thing. He just sat there. So Jesus reached over. Somebody, please.
Glory.
Boy, this is absolutely stubbornness. Shall we stand? I can see you folk don't deem yourself worthy of eternal life. Well, it's the way you preach it. Then you pull me wrong. You devils out there. You proved me wrong that this is the last generation. You proved me wrong that I'm the prophet of God. Proved it wrong. Come on. Come on, join your father the devil. He's doing a great thing today to prove that God's not God. When his false prophet shows up, he's going to call fire down from heaven and do mighty signs and wonders. No? He knows that except you see signs and wonders, you won't believe. So he's going to give you signs and wonders. So you believe in him. Boy, that doesn't even move you. It doesn't even move you, people. One of the headlines today is, we're worried about people over 60. Because they pick it up very quickly. The other day, a lady 90 years old, she was healthy. In 30 minutes, she was dead. Woman said, we didn't even know she was sick. You talk about fear tactics? Don't shake hands. Don't touch your face. They're shutting down a whole university or two. Shut them down. And they're talking about shutting down the Pope. They're talking about having a soccer game with no spectators. Hey!
Yes, Lord.
When are you folk going to wake up? Is this the sign of the end time? Is this the sign of the end time? Is this the sign of the end time? No, my friends. This is the sign of the last time. Well, we'll wait and see. You will see. There ain't no way Christianity is going to endure on this earth after my death. And the one reminder to all of you that Christ is alive and he's coming again. And you folk act like you believe it, but you really... Go thy way. Little children, you know it is the last time of the times and seasons. Brethren, you have no need that I got to struggle so hard to preach this to you. For you yourself know perfectly that the day of the Lord shall come as a thief in the night. Watch and pray always that that day does not overtake you. Look at you folks. I quote one scripture right after another. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted. You're able. But with the trial, the temptation, make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. Some of you folk, you better find a place of prayer. See, I haven't spoken to you folk for 2 days now. And if God be my helper, I don't intend to walk back in your presence unless he demands me to. And you can say I can avoid you. As I can. And I even told you why I do that. Somebody tell me why I do it. Nobody wants to tell me why I do it. Although I've told you several times. Take your good, take your revelation, take your gifts, go to your house. The Son of Man.
The word of the Lord also came unto me, saying, Son of Man, thou dwellest in the midst of...
Hold it. They're not hearing you, boy. They're not listening. Hypocrites. Oh, you the Son of Man. Yep. The Elijah messenger, by the faith. How's your faith? Would you talk back to the Elijah messenger like that? Go dip. Go make me a piece of cake first. Well, I'm glad that widow didn't talk back. I'm glad she didn't talk back. Because later on, when she did talk back, read it. Brother, you were reading it.
Word of the Lord also came unto me, saying, Son of Man,
hear me out.
Thou dwellest in the midst of a rebellious house.
No. Read.
Which have eyes to see, and see not. They have ears to hear, and hear not. For they are a rebellious house. Therefore, thou Son of Man, prepare thee stuff for removing. Remove by day in their sight. And thou shalt remove from thy place to another place in their sight.
Hallelujah.
It may be they will consider, though they be a rebellious house.
I'm going to move you from the jail cell to your house. Maybe they'll see and understand, but they have eyes and they see not, and ears and hear not.
Hallelujah.
You folk behold the chastening of the Lord.
Glory to God.
The scourging. Read.
Then And thou shalt bring forth thy stuff by day in their sight, as stuff for removing. And thou shalt go forth at even in their sight, as they that go forth into captivity. Dig thou through the wall in their sight.
Now, yesterday I did take a walk. But if you'd been out there, you'd have seen I wouldn't get near any of them. When I could see, I'd move and go the other way. See, I'm obeying God. If I don't obey God, I won't be saved. And if I don't obey God, most of you won't be saved. He became obedient through suffering. Lord bless you. I'm getting a little tired. May the Lord go with you.